Brady Industries to build USD $1.3 billion aluminum rolling mill in eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and Craig Bouchard, chairman and CEO of Brady Industries Incorporated, recently announced that Brady, in partnership with the state of Kentucky and the Ashland Alliance, will construct the first greenfield aluminum rolling mill to be built in the U.S. in over three decades. The Brady Rolling Mill will produce auto body sheet aluminum, plate and ultra-high-strength alloys for the aerospace industry. The mill will open with a capacity of 370,000 tons per annum, producing Series 5000, 6000, and 7000 aluminum sheet and plate products. Brady is also exploring new scientific nanocrystalline technical advances capable of improving molten metal-based manufacturing. Over USD $1.3 billion will be spent on the mill, which will be located in Greenup County, Kentucky, close to the city of Ashland. The mill will be 2.5 million square feet under roof, located on the Great Ohio River and already permitted barge capacity. The CSX Railroad runs through the property and Highway S-64 connects the mill site to some of the nation's largest automaking and aerospace customers. Brady Industries' decision to locate in eastern Kentucky has the potential to be as significant as any economic deal ever made in the history of Kentucky, said Bevin. This $1.3 billion investment will create enormous opportunity for people in the region and would not have been possible without our recently passed right-to-work legislation. The ripple effect of this investment will be significant and will produce positive change in the region for generations to come. The state-provided incentives are hoped to help Brady in becoming a low-cost producer of aluminum sheet and plate when the mill is completed in 2020. Dr. Michael E. Porter, a professor at Harvard Business School and a global expert on competitiveness and economic development, serves as a Brady Industries board member. Porter assisted the company in assessing Kentucky's competitive advantage versus other potential locations. Eastern Kentucky has significant competitive advantages, including its proximity to the leading automotive and aerospace customers, low energy costs, and a skilled and available workforce for heavy manufacturing, Porter said. The decision to locate in Greenup County will provide an opportunity for Brady Industries and the community to work together to transform the region's business environment, as well as attract related companies. Brady will be making a second investment in a soon-to-be-announced acquisition to get on track for manufacturing ultra-high-strength and lightweight parts for the inside of cars and airplanes and for defense purposes. The company intends to lead the development of processes applying nanocrystalline technologies to the implementation of high-strength and lightweight alloys by combining an advanced production capability with advanced metallurgical science. There is a great opportunity to reinvigorate metals manufacturing in the United States, said Christopher Hsu, MIT metallurgist and member of the Brady Board of Directors. John Preston, renowned technologist who commercialized intellectual property at MIT for nearly 30 years and is a member of Brady's board of directors, said, "The last decade has seen rapid advances in material science, similar to advances in the computer and internet fields in the 1990s. These advances both in processing equipment and new materials are now ripe for full-scale deployment, which enables cost-effective material substitution, reducing the weight of vehicles and planes, saving vast amounts of energy and reducing dependence on scarce materials." Brady will partner with the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, KCTCS, to enhance and develop a specialized associate's degree in material sciences and advanced manufacturing, which will be used to train its workforce on an evergreen basis while developing a pipeline of human talent for its mill and future manufacturing businesses in Greenup County and surrounding counties. Ashland Community and Technical College will lead the effort by providing onboarding services as well as delivering the Austin Material Sciences degree needed by Brady, said Dr. J. Box, KCTCS President. Kentucky Power is also partnering with Brady to provide low-cost energy. Groundbreaking at the 370-acre South Shore site will occur in the first quarter of 2018. For more information, visit the Brady Industries website.